With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Another key step forward on a federal budget.
On Capitol Hill.
The ayes are 217, the nays are 215. Majority voting in the affirmative, the concurrent resolution is adopted.
House Republicans muscled their budget blueprint to passage.
We got it done.
House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We have a lot of hard work ahead of us, but we are going to deliver the America First agenda. We're going to deliver all of it, not just parts of it, and this was the first step in that process.
President Trump made calls to push reluctant Republicans to sign on to what he's called a big, beautiful bill. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump says Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky may visit the White House very soon amid word of an agreement, a possible deal on the United States accessing Ukraine's rare earth minerals. Also, at SRNnews.com, two airports experienced near misses yesterday.
The Federal Aviation Administration says an American Airlines plane arriving at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport had to abort its landing, doing a go-around to avoid getting too close to another aircraft departing from the same runway. That maneuver yesterday involving an American flight from Boston occurred less than 2 hours before another plane attempting to land at Chicago's Midway Airport was forced to climb back into the sky to avoid another plane that was crossing the runway.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason. A person who was hospitalized in Lubbock, Texas, has died from the measles. Reportedly a child. The outbreak in West Texas has grown to 124 cases around nine counties. Dock workers on the East and Gulf Coast approving a six-year contract, averting the threat of a strike that could have crippled the economy. That contract will lift hourly wages from $39 an hour to $63 an hour. This is SRN News. Something new in Qatar.
A church, a big church. The World Evangelical Alliance and the Evangelical Churches Alliance of Qatar have broken ground on a $50 million building that will house 10,000 people on Sunday mornings. It's a big breakthrough for the country's small Christian minority, which labors under a lot of restrictions in the mostly Muslim petrostate. The new church will be outside of Doha on a plot of land leased from the government of Qatar specifically for that purpose. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania's governing body for high school sports changing its policy allowing boys to compete against girls in athletics in order to follow the president's executive order. Authorities have removed a policy that had deferred to school principals to determine the athlete's gender. High school associations in some other states have signaled they may defy the president's order, while others were taking a wait-and-see approach. This is SRN News. We suppose you could say that getting involved in the drug dealer business is often a hairy situation.
Colombian police apprehended a 40-year-old man attempting to smuggle several bags of cocaine concealed beneath a meticulously attached toupee. Police said the suspect was detained at Cartagena's airport on Monday as he prepared to board a flight to Amsterdam. A scanner revealed the hidden cargo, 220 grams of cocaine packaged in small bags strategically placed under the narco wig. Police estimate the street value of the drugs at approximately 10,000 euros in European markets. Keith Peters reporting.
A bit of a rebound from stocks over the losses in the past couple of days. Right now, the Dow is up 88 points. NASDAQ is ahead 17, and S&P 500 up right now 22 points. More details at srnnews.com.